Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
After a show, we're here live. Any questions, call us at 347-857-3340. I'm Bill, here with my co-host Susie.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here hanging out. Just we were talking a little bit about vaccines, because that was the main topic, I think, of the last show. We had the phenomenally talented Adam Reeks.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Susie just likes to listen because Adam's on there.
I like when he talks. He's got that accent. I can't.
He does.
It's
awesome.
He does.
He's got that accent. But we were just looking at some stories, and there was a lady in Minnesota, an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, she was an idiot.
And we were going over that. So, and she said, yes, measles kills, but you can't base your life on a few people. You have to look at what's wrong with these people? Why did they die when most people don't die? That's exactly the fucking point, okay? It's
yeah.
The people who are already sick or are very young or are very old who will die when they get the measles. That's who dies. And these are also, coincidentally, the same people who can't get the vaccine.
Yeah.
So by you saying, well, we'll just get the measles, get sick, and get better, you're saying, and we'll kill these people.
You know, I'm not a fan of the government stepping in usually about things, but I think that they should definitely be able to say, no, you have to do this, because you always say something. You always have said, you know, if it only affects you and nobody else, then they should be able to do it.
Right.
But this totally affects other people, so
and I
think they should be commanded.
And I totally agree with the sentiment that, hey, if it's just you, it's your choice, it doesn't affect anybody else, that's fine.
Seatbelts.
But measles, that affects other people.
Right.
Okay, you're going to infect people if you have measles.
Not like a seatbelt.
Yeah. Well, no. I guess seatbelts. Seatbelts are a little different for you. Like, if you didn't want to wear a seatbelt, okay.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of laws that make people just wear seatbelts who don't want to. Or even, like, motorcycles.
Right.
If you don't want to wear a helmet, well, you're stupid.
Then you can be an organ donor.
I am in favor of laws that make you put a child in a seatbelt.
Yes.
Because they're not old enough to make that call for themselves. They're not old enough to say, I'm going to assume that risk.
As you are in favor of them putting laws out there that make you vaccinate your kids?
Yeah, and take them to the doctors, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got exemptions to the law in PA that says you don't have to take your kid to the doctor if you have religious reasons not to.
Well, something I was thinking about this whole vaccine thing, it doesn't seem to be based on religious reasons. It seems to be based on stupidity and the lack of knowledge.
Both.
Well, I haven't heard any religious reasons.
Well, the 93 outbreak in Philadelphia was the same people who just let the kids die. It was those same churches is where the measles outbreak came from.
Right.
Because they don't vaccinate either. I mean, the last kid died of pneumonia.
Okay, so if you're in a faith healing...
Not
if you're in a faith-healing church, but a lot of people, like the people you pick on, like that famous lady.
Yeah.
She's just stupid. It's just stupidity. It's vaccinating causes autism, which has been disproved.
Right, right. There was
and that kind of stuff. Yeah. It has nothing to do with religion. It's just stupidity.
Well, it's believing stuff without proof. It's the type of people, and I know I'm going to piss people off here, but I'm going to say it anyway, who forward those damn chain letters and stories and an email or
Prince Havajava is sending me $10 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody recognizes that one's bullshit, but atheists are furious over Carrie Underwood's new song. Except there were absolutely no atheists that were furious over Carrie Underwood's new song.
Nobody fact checks.
And the quotes they had from Carrie were 2 years old and like taken out of context. So it wasn't her reaction to the atheists that were pissed. Because there weren't any atheists that were pissed, and she never reacted. They just totally made up a story. Or Starbucks has put semen in the latte.
Right.
You know, that fuck. Adam's nemesis. The Reverend Manning. Okay, people believe shit like this.
It's because they don't fact check. Again,
yeah.
Let's go back to stupidity.
But, you know, especially when you can take like 5 seconds on Snopes and say, oh, that isn't true.
There's very rarely that I let something that's Snopes worthy get through, but I have been known to do that myself.
And we're all gullible at some point, and we fall for things. I get that. But there are some people who put that stuff out, and I have family members who do this, put that stuff out, and then when you say, hey, that's not true, they'll argue with you. Oh,
because
yes, it is.
It is, because they heard it on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, they're that lady.
Everything's true if you hear it on the internet.
Yeah, they can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
Right.
Where'd you hear that? On the internet, yeah. You just substitute internet for Bible and you have religion.
Yep.
Everything in the Bible is true. How do you know that? It's in the Bible.
Yep.
Yeah. Which in itself is stupid.
Yes.
Okay? Because no one writing the Bible, any part of the Bible, could have known what else would be put in the Bible. Because, you know, they took all these separate works and put them together later. So even if you can find a passage in there that says everything in this book is true, it's only talking about the book that person was writing.
They
couldn't have known the other books that were going to get, you know, jammed next to it, because that didn't happen until hundreds of years later. So,
people want to call us. What's the number?
347-857-3340. If there's anybody out there,
somebody call us.
Susie wants to talk to somebody.
I want somebody else to talk besides me.
We got a whole bunch of zero callers.
Do we have zero chat roomers?
That too.
Wow. I love talking to myself.
I know. You're good at it, though.
You know, I have good measles conversations. And I have good conversations.
Well, there was another story, and I'll probably cover it on the, a couple that I'm probably going to cover on the next show. So I guess we can do a little flash forward, since we usually do flashback. But let's do a little. There's a Muslim woman challenging Pennsylvania's laws after a judge forbid her from swearing an oath on the Quran.
Wow.
I'm with her.
I'm with her.
No, I think it's stupid.
Stupid.
I mean, but if you're going to say, you one group of people can use your stupid book, and you have to let everybody use their own stupid book.
Right.
I mean,
can I take Harry Potter?
I guess you, well, I don't know. I think they might say you were making fun.
Okay.
And if you're taking an oath in court, I guess they would say you're not being serious by using Harry Potter. I could see where they might have some grounds there.
Okay, well, what if I didn't want to swear on the Bible?
You don't have to. You don't have to swear on the Bible. They weren't going to make her swear on the Bible. But they would not let her substitute the Quran.
That's
crazy.
So she
could take like a secular oath or affirmation, which you and I can do. But it doesn't make sense to say, okay, you can take a religious oath as long as it's this particular religion, but no others, or a secular oath.
I get you.
So in that case, it's actually a violation of the Establishment Clause. separation of church and state. The government cannot endorse religion over non-religion or show favoritism toward one religion over another, which is clearly what this one did.
And wait, where was this?
Pennsylvania.
Really?
That was here.
Oh, yeah, because we're the Christian state.
What else is going on in the world? Oh, Ken Ham is suing the state of Kentucky.
I heard that.
Over the $18 million for his Noah's Ark theme park. Good luck, Ken.
Why? What happened with it?
They decided they were not going to give him a tax break because he was had discriminatory hiring practices.
Oh, poor Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, and your favorite guy got fired. One of your Brian Fisher.
Yeah, but apparently he still has his show, so we're still going to have quotes from Brian Fisher on this show.
Oh, good.
That's kind of cool. I don't know. I don't know. It's Brian Fisher. What do you want? What do you want? And you got invited to lunch.
Did I? When?
If there's anybody out there listening, you know, call in, help us out with this moral dilemma.
Oh.
It's an organization, and they're... It's fundraising to provide mother's formula for the babies. However, it's City Team Ministries. Now, who are City Team Ministries? Well, let's read their mission statement, shall we?
Let's do that.
In obedience to Christ.
Oh, it's already bad.
Passionately transforming individuals, their families, and communities throughout the world. The mission is to glorify God by establishing self-replicating communities of believers, believers capitalized, who will serve people in need, proclaim the gospel, and make disciples in cities and among the peoples of the world.
I don't think I like this piece.
By mobilizing, training, and equipping local believers to meet felt needs, engage families with the Bible, and establish communities of baptized believers who, in radical obedience to the Word of God,
radical obedience,
are being transformed by Christ, are transforming their communities, and are going to the communities to do the same. By actively partnering with others to catalyze these kingdom outcomes worldwide.
That is
their mission statement. Now,
you know, if this lunch was not with Janice,
I am all for
it. I would wear my Bar and Matthew shirt.
I am all for, you know, feeding babies.
It's a humanist thing.
And needy mothers. That's awesome. It shouldn't come with a proselytizing session for me to support it.
I could do that.
I mean,
I could just walk out when they started preaching.
If you're going to pay $50 for a lunch ticket or whatever it is,
they're going to make you listen to their sermon before they feed you lunch.
No, it's not even that.
That's what they're going
to
do.
If I'm there to support feeding babies, I want my $50 to go to feeding babies. I don't want $20 to go to feeding babies, $10 to go to buying Bibles, another $10 to go to training people to preach the gospel.
Right.
No, I'm not about that. So I pretty much go tell them to stick it in their ear. I mean, I need to find a secular charity where I can help people directly, where, okay, maybe $10 goes to administrative in both cases, but where my $40 is all going to go to help people. But according to their website, their main mission is to spread the gospel, and they do it by helping people.
I'm going to text her right now and say, you know, I don't agree with their mission. I don't think I'm going.
Yeah, the mission statement is a little troubling. And I would question, I think we need to question where that money's going.
Yeah.
If any of it is going back to City Team, the organization, some of it is going to spreading the gospel.
Right.
I looked at the financials, too. And
That's crazy. They're going to make me sit through a whole sermon before I can eat. And I wanted to go to eat.
Well, at least like 5%. I couldn't tell exactly because the way their financials were set up, but is going to go to, what do they call it? Mission something. disciple-making movements in North America, which is about church planting.
Well, I've seen City Team in action because Janice and I used to go and make lunches, and it almost makes sense to me now. Because, okay, check this out. First of all, they're in Chester, which is a lower economic...
Yeah, which is where you need to be if you're going to help people.
And there's a whole bunch of people who come to them for help who have, like, drug problems and need to get rehab. I bet you, I can almost guarantee that they make AA meetings mandatory, right?
Yeah.
Because anybody would want some sort of counseling into non-dependence mandatory, but I bet they do AA and NA, which is you have to surrender yourself to a higher power.
Well, and they're not really regulated because it says in here they get no government money. I think they don't get any government money because they don't qualify.
How would you not qualify for government money?
If you don't serve everyone, you wouldn't qualify.
Well, who could they not be serving?
Somebody who goes in there and says there is no God.
Oh, yeah.
For Allah Akbar. Or, and no, I don't believe in the whole Jesus thing. I'm a Jew. Now, maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. But there's no... And I do know a good chunk of their annual budget goes to this disciple-making movements thing. And let me read you that. We want to be the catalyst for an explosion of churches throughout North America. City Team's vision is to see disciple-making movements emerge in North America, spreading through each major population center and group. North America is often perceived as churched, in quotes, when in reality, less than 30% are engaged in a church that impacts their life. This is an encouraging number. It's too high, but apparently they don't like this. Disciple-making movements are happening across the globe and now here in the U.S. at explosive rates because they are simple, sustainable, scalable. By establishing self-replicating communities of believers who will serve people in need, proclaim the gospel, and make disciples in the cities among the peoples of the world, by mobilizing training, equipping local leaders to meet felt needs, and again, that radical obedience to the word of God thing.
I don't like that they put radical in their
statement. How do you radically obey? I mean, do they, like, follow the Bible, like, literally?
They must be literalists.
I mean... Like, if you have a nocturnal emission, do they go out and wash in the stream and stay away from the house until evening?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's in the Bible. But, yeah, I was reading some of their articles, and they're talking about how, wow, some of the people we've recruited in our disciple-making movements are now recruiting others. And I was thinking, this is kind of like the zombie virus almost. You know, it just kind of struck me as like the zombie virus. They're out there. They're trying to infect other people, so they'll infect other people, so they'll infect other people. And it's almost scary and cultish. But, yeah, no callers. Sorry, babe. Not tonight.
That's okay. They haven't heard us in a while.
Yeah, we're not consistent. We're inconsistent bastards.
We need to be more consistent.
I know.
Especially since we need to get our listenership up before we go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we got to learn to do a live show.
Yeah.
It's got to be better than this. It has to be better than this. Come on.
Yeah, nah.
With an audience
be about
in front
like
of
this.
Us? With an audience in front of us? No, it's got to be better.
Well, like what? Practice. Go ahead.
I don't know, but it'll be better.
We'll have a script of some sort?
Like a plan. We'll have a
plan.
We'll
have a plan.
Yeah. And, you know, there won't be any, okay, we'll edit this out.
Mike Talbot doesn't do plans. He does ideas.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I know. You're talking about a series of books.
I'm stuck in zombie land. You mentioned zombies.
I did. I brought
it's
up
all your fault.
It is my fault. Well, Darwin Day is coming up in Delaware.
Yeah?
The governor of Delaware is proclaiming Darwin Day on the 12th. A bunch of Christians are all pissed off that, it's an atheist holiday. It's a waste of tax money. And I'm like, dude, it's not a fucking holiday. It's a proclamation. It's not like people get the fucking day off work. If you don't get the day off work, it ain't a holiday. And I understand it means holy day. Yeah, that's where the word comes from.
Well, Christmas.
But I really don't
Easter.
Care. So, like, you the know, 4th of July is now a holy day. Labor Day is a holy day. Really?
Well, I just don't like the fact.
New Year's Day.
Okay, please. Let me. I just to be on the other side. So what the fuck if it is? So it's our holiday. Take it, too.
Yeah, it's not but it's not holy.
I know, but you see, they're whining that they give the non-believers a holiday.
Yeah, they're kind of...
When the believers have two just Christian holidays.
Yeah, and it isn't even a real fucking holiday stuff at
right.
work. I mean...
No, I'm talking about Christmas and Easter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Easter...
Easter's a Sunday.
Easter's
anyway.
Not an official holiday here. Not, but
it is.
Proclamation.
It's on a Sunday. If Easter was on a Monday, you bet your ass we'd get it off.
But there are proclamations for Easter. I mean, all the time. The White House is a fucking Easter egg hunt.
Right.
I mean, nobody says, "Oh, it's a waste of money."
Of course not, because it's Christian.
Exactly.
It's privilege.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so there's a lot of blowback on that. So I'm going to head down to Delaware. Newark Atheists are putting on a little proclamation celebration thing.
And what day is that?
The 12th.
Which is?
February 12th, Friday.
Day.
Friday.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you know, definitely got to go down and do that. And besides, we haven't been down to see Newark Atheists in a while.
That's true.
So we should go see them. Hopefully we'll be bringing you guys some audio from it. That'll be awesome. We're going to try to bust out our evolution talks by then. Figure maybe doing 1-2 a month. Just to give a little variety in the show.
Yeah.
And we got a fantastic expert going to come on and talk with us. So
he knows a lot.
He does. And
he's a smart guy, and he made it so I could understand it.
Also, we're going to definitely be recording an episode this weekend, and you're going to get your Bible segment. I know we left it out this time, but it didn't work out. We just couldn't put it together. And but I'm working on a bonus episode right now. I've been talking about how I had that debate with that precept that one night.
Yep, you've been talking
yeah,
about it.
I recorded the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've started editing it down. I'm not going to put the whole 2+ hours up. Just enough so people can get an idea, I think. Yeah.
Well, you better do it soon, or he might have changed his mind by then.
You think he might be an atheist by then? He'd be like, "Oh, man, I was stupid."
Yeah, never mind. Forget all that I said.
And I've challenged a couple people, you know, come on the show or call in. Hasn't happened.
Oh, I saw something on the Facebook page about it being Black History Month.
Yeah, I put that out. At least one person has agreed to come on.
And no, you can't come on if you're Black-ish. Unless you clarify what that is.
Other than the sitcom, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so...
But Jen Taylor said we could definitely count her in, so we're going to try to schedule her sometime in February.
That's
and Jen is phenomenal. She started the Black Atheist in Philadelphia, but now she lives in Tennessee and is still kind of running things in both places because the woman is amazing. So I'm really looking forward to having her finally on the show. We met Jen about 2 years ago.
At the PA Atheist Humanist Conference.
Yeah, and she was a listener. And I've been like...
That was when we first went, we have listeners?
Yeah. It was awesome.
That's when we met Jess and Simon, too.
Yeah, and...
And
you just gave their name out.
And Mike and Lindsay.
Yeah, and Raquel. And a whole bunch of folks. I don't want to name too many names because we'll forget people.
Yeah.
And... You know, you just do.
I remember being, or seeing all the, were we dressed up? We weren't dressed up.
No, we were just hanging.
Yeah, but it was cool.
But you're really looking forward to PostaCon 4. It's going to be awesome. This is one of the best lineups, I think, in the country this year. The Unholy Trinity will be there. You know, Matt Dillahunty, Seth Andrews, and Aaron Ra. And Shelley Siegel will be performing. And Barroom Atheist will be live.
Yep.
Nobody
Woo-hoo!
Else has that lineup. Nobody. I just did it too. Don't worry about it. Nobody has that fucking lineup. So I think we're going to have a good time.
But that's
we're closing the Friday night party.
That's not till September, right?
That's in September.
Well, we just have to make sure that people know that you don't have to wait till September to see us, because we're also going to be at ReasonCon in April.
And, yes, and an American
and
Atheist.
And at American Atheist.
Easter weekend.
In April.
So.
So you have to catch us somewhere.
Yeah, hook up with us one of those things. And I'll probably be at Darwin Day next Friday in Newark, Delaware.
Who was it? One of the listeners, gosh, I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but she was like, how will I know who you are? And I said, well, I'll be the short drunk girl, the short happy drunk girl. And Ashley said, no, I'll be the short happy drunk girl.
Well, what you do is you walk in the room and you go, Bill and Susie. And we'll go, yo, here.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we don't really stand on ceremony.
Yeah, no.
But
I have promised beers with a lot of people, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quite tipsy.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you're going to have to double, triple them up. You have to drink with large groups at a time.
Yeah,
otherwise,
so I can.
Yeah, because you can't hold your liquor. Let's be honest.
I know.
I mean, because this thing, last year, people were up and hanging out until like 4 in the morning.
I know, but last year I was a brain surgery patient.
Well, that's true, and you can only make it to like 9 p.m. Now, if you just drink unrestrictedly, you'll make it to about 11.
Or 12.
Maybe.
Depends on how much fun I'm having.
Maybe.
Yes, I know I'm a lightweight. I do.
Hugely.
I'm a cheap date. What can I say? Take me out, buy me a couple beers. You get laid and you save some money.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Well, we're about at the 2-minute warning. So I think we've said everything we're going to do. I'm going to put out a new episode this weekend. Hope to talk to some of you soon. Considering doing this at a more reasonable time on, say, a Google Hangout, the only problem is you can't call into those. So, I don't know. Anyways, we're about out of here. So, with that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friends.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Gabby and Gilly. Don't go around willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.